Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Va'era Shlishi, the third Aliyah in Parshas Va'era. The topic of our Aliyah is Egypt's sealed fate. It is 9 psukim long and it runs from Perek Vav, Pasuk Chavtes, to Perek Zion, Pasuk Zion. Let's take a look at a brief overview and try to understand some of the deeper points to ponder. So now at this point in time, Hashem commands Moshe again and says, I am Hashem, I'm going to send you to speak to Pharaoh and tell him everything I'm going to say. Moshe Rabbeinu responds, I am Aral Sosayim, I have a problem with speech, how will Pharaoh listen to me? So Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I've given you as a prophet to Pharaoh, and Aaron will be your spokesman. You will tell everything that I will tell you through Aaron, and the command is to tell Pharaoh that he should send out the nation of Israel from his land. But I will harden his heart, and I'm going to therefore enable me to do all these miracles and wonders to him, and he's not going to listen to him. And therefore I'm going to bring out the nation of Israel with all these miraculous events and outstretched arm, and as I stretch my hand over Egypt, and that's what's going to happen. Moshe at this point in time is 80 years old, we're told, and Aaron is 83 years old as they go in front of Pharaoh. Few basic questions to ponder. Number one is, this pasuk at the beginning of our Aliyah seems to be, the first two pasukim seem to be a repetition from the end of the first Aliyah. And Moshe makes Rabbeinu asks, wait a second, I am Aral Sosayim, so why is it repeated here? Rashi explains, because we were interrupted with the genealogy. We put the genealogy of Moshe and Aaron into the second Aliyah, so in order to sort of regain where it is that we are, the pasuk therefore repeats itself to show us where we left off. The Ksava Kabbalah quotes the Ramban, who says that no, it's actually there are two separate requests over here. There was a request to go in front of the nation of Israel. They didn't list, and then there's a request to go in front of Pharaoh, and he protests that. And that protest actually comes from two different angles, two different reasons, which is why it is repeated over here. It is interesting that this Moshe Rabbeinu seems to keep repeating this idea that he is Aral Sosayim, that he is hard of speech. So why is it repeated so many times? He repeats it by the burning bush, and then at the beginning of the parashah, and again here. So the Bechor Shor says, actually, this conversation takes us all the way back to the burning bush. This is a repetition of that conversation at the beginning of the burning bush. This is not a new conversation, which is just being re-emphasized right here, right now. Now, the most important question in this Aliyah to deal with, the philosophical question, is how is it that Hashem can say ahead of time that he is going to take away Pharaoh's will, that the Paro will not listen to Moshe and he will be punished? But is it fair to be punished if Hashem is taking away his ability to make the choice to or not to listen? In fact, the Medrash Rabbah over here, Ratia in Parsha Yud Gimel, says that Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mikan pischon pe leminim loymar lohos mimenu shi'aset shuva." Look at this. You can the heretics can say that this is an opportunity for people to say that Hashem did not give him free will, and they will criticize us. So how do we understand this? What's really going on in this case as well? So there's a few different ways of interpreting this. The Shadal Rav Zatov says, here at the beginning of our parashah, Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel, our Aliyah, that in fact there was no gezerah. This is not Hashem saying this is what must happen. Hashem is just doing what's called yediya. Hashem is saying that this is, I'm telling you how, I'm giving you foreknowledge of what will happen. Not that I'm saying it has to happen. I'm not forcing Pharaoh to make these decisions. I know he will make these decisions. So it's not that Hashem is forcing Pharaoh to make these decisions. It will be what he will decide. I'm telling you. This is the foreknowledge versus divine decree are very different ideas, and therefore omniscience is not as much of a difficulty to free will, as the Shadal points out. Another perspective is the Sforno. So he says, really, the hardening of the heart of Pharaoh was for Pharaoh not to capitulate because of the pain, meaning Pharaoh really didn't want to listen to Moshe. He really did not want to let the people go, but the problem was that at a certain point, the pressure applied would make him capitulate and collapse because it was just so painful, but really he didn't want to. He'd be tortured to the point of collapse. But if you were to ask him after the torture was finished, he'd say, I would never have let them go. So what the hardening of the heart was doing was essentially giving him the fortitude to stick to his poisoned worldview, not willing to let the nation of Israel go. So it's not taking away his free will, it's actually adding and abetting, aiding and abetting his free will, which is a corrupted free will. The Medrash Rabbah actually answers this question. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia also talks about this as well, and that is that there is a point of no return, meaning to say a person can make bad decisions, corrupt decisions in their life, and that's their free will. And at a certain point, there's no way back, meaning they go just too far to make corrective actions. The cruelty that they express in the world is what's going on over here, and this is what's being described. That Pharaoh's rule is not being made too difficult, but that he is ultimately going too far for there to be a revival as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Vav says that Tshuva is a gift and it's not available to all people, which means to say that a person can actually go beyond the scope and scale of what it is that they can actually return from. And that's a very terrifying idea, but that was their choice to put themselves in such a situation in the first place. So it's not that Hashem is removing their ability to choose. Hashem is reflecting on their actions, which chose a path from which it was impossible to escape as well. Finally, one last question is, why do we need to know the ages of Moshe and Aaron? Why is that integral to understanding our aliyah? So the Ksav HaKabbalah, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, explains that despite their age, they were still alacritous. They still served Hashem with zeal, leading anybody, leading especially the nation of the Jews, is a very difficult thing. It requires more than 24 hours a day, and certainly in the formation of this nation, which weren't yet necessarily bought into this whole concept, was a very difficult and very energy-consuming expression and idea. And they did this despite their age, which is what's giving them the extra credit. Now we're about to hear as the program begins, and that's the next Aliyah in Revi. Meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.